Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 18. Justification, use of force in defense of residential structure or occupied vehicles, definitions. A. Notwithstanding any other provision of this chapter, a person is justified in threatening to use or using physical force or deadly physical force against another person, if the person reasonably believes himself or another person to be in imminent peril of death, or serious physical injury, and the person against whom the physical force or deadly physical force is threatened, or used was in the process of unlawfully, or forcefully entering, or had unlawfully or forcefully entered, a residential structure or occupied vehicle, or had removed or was attempting to remove another person against the other person's will from the residential structure or occupied vehicle.
B. A person has no duty to retreat before threatening, or using, physical force or deadly physical force pursuant to this section.
C. For the purposes of this section. 1. Residential structure, has the same meaning prescribed in Section 13, 1501. 2. Vehicle means a conveyance of any kind, whether or not motorized, that is designed to transport persons or property. Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 418, addresses the justification and use of force in defense of residential structures or occupied vehicles. This section provides individuals with the right to threaten or use physical force, including deadly physical force, if they reasonably believe themselves or another person to be in imminent danger of death, or serious physical injury due to the unlawful or forceful entry into a residential structure, or occupied vehicle, or the removal of a person against their will from such a location. Let's delve into the details and provide examples to illustrate its application. According to subsection A, an individual is justified in threatening or using physical force or deadly physical force against another person, if they reasonably believe that they or another person are in immediate peril of death or serious physical injury. This justification applies when the person against whom the force is threatened or used is in the process of unlawfully or forcefully entering, has unlawfully or forcefully entered, or is attempting to remove another person from a residential structure or occupied vehicle against their will. Example 1. A homeowner hears a loud noise in the middle of the night and discovers an unknown individual forcefully trying to break into their residence. Fearing for their safety and believing that the intruder poses a threat of death or serious physical injury, the homeowner is justified in using physical force, including potentially deadly force, to protect themselves and their property. Example 2. A parent returns to their vehicle in a parking lot to find a stranger attempting to abduct their child from inside the occupied vehicle. In such a situation, the parent reasonably believes that their child is in immediate danger of serious harm or abduction. The parent is justified in using physical force, potentially including deadly force, to prevent the abduction and protect their child. Subsection B states that individuals have no duty to retreat before threatening or using physical force, or deadly physical force under this section. This means that individuals are not required to try to escape or withdraw from the situation before resorting to force if they reasonably believe it is necessary to protect themselves or others. Example 3. A person encounters an armed intruder who forcefully entered their residence. Instead of retreating, the person chooses to confront the intruder and uses physical force to defend themselves and their family. The person's decision to stand their ground and protect their loved ones is justified under this section. Subsection C provides definitions for the terms used in this section. Residential structure has the same meaning as defined in Section 13, 1501, referring to a building or dwelling where people reside. Vehicle is defined as any conveyance, whether motorized or not, designed to transport persons or property. These definitions clarify that the protections afforded by this section apply to both residential structures and occupied vehicles, ensuring that individuals have the right to defend themselves and others in these specific contexts. In summary, Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 418, grants individuals the justification to use physical force or deadly physical force to defend themselves or others when facing an immediate threat of death or serious physical injury. Often referred to as the Castle Doctrine, this defense is applicable when a person unlawfully or forcefully enters or attempts to enter a residential structure or occupied vehicle, or when they try to remove another person against their will from such a location. This section affirms the right of individuals to protect themselves and their loved ones in situations involving home invasion or abduction, without the duty to retreat before using force if necessary.